Oh my hand, Hula Bofish Derek Shapiro for Derek Shapiro Power Half Hour, Season 7, 2023. With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the mess. With a little peace and some harmony. Welcome to another edition of the Derek Shapiro Power Half Hour. It's the best of for 2023. And let's do some highlights of 2023. This is from January for 2023. And let's see how this was.
We have a great guest here. And I'm part of her network on her online radio station.
Open Minds.
Alicia Page. How are you doing?
Voices be heard.
Yes. I turned a new page with you today. See?
Me singing the Weird Al Yankovic song, Eat It.
Weird Al, 2022 for the new Derek Shapiro cooking vlog. Eat It, 2022. Here we go. Eat It. How come you're always such a fussy young man? Don't want no Captain Crunch, don't want no Raisin Bran.
My cooking vlog. Featured on the Derek Shapiro Power Half Hour.
I want to say happy birthday to my son. Happy
the river.
Dad, you want to join us?
Happy birthday to you.
Billy Gilman from the Warwick Mall for the Toys for Tots.
Billy Gilman here quick. Just want to say, you come here every year.
I do.
Why do you come in here every year?
It's important, if I'm home, to give back to our community. I know an organization like Children's Friends keeps it in Rhode Island is very important.
And you also have a new record deal coming out, huh?
I do.
I heard about that. What record label, do you know?
We can't say just
can't
yet.
Can't say it.
Can't say just yet, but the music's going to be very
interesting. What kind of music?
I can't tell you
okay.
yet.
Okay. And River, do you want to have... River, a lot of people want to see this, so much of my exes. Want to ask any question quick?
I just want to say that you're amazing.
You're so awesome, buddy.
Thank you.
This is River.
Yes, I do.
Riv Radio.
It's going good.
Riv Radio, clever. Yeah.
This is River, R-I-V-Y-R. My dad, Howard Shapiro.
Good to see you again.
Yes,
nice to see
yes.
You, you guys
yeah.
have a great
and remember,
holiday.
You said happy birthday to him. His birthday's next month.
January
19th. Quick. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
You need a record deal. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right, so Derek Shapiro Power Half Hour for the best of February 2023. Here's highlights from this month.
If she hits you up with a lot of money in the past, it's not shady.
When I was on the Franchise Morning Show on 101.1 WBRU.
Yes.
What makes you so successful on the show? You being the co-host of here.
What makes me successful?
Yes, yes.
I think what makes me successful is that the guys that I work with are able to just give me my platform and be myself.
And DJ Franchise, why is your show so successful? Tell the Power Half Hour Cable Show community why your show is so successful here on 101.1.
Consistency, a good vibe.
Okay.
You're positive, too.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You gotta be positive.
Mary Halsey's birthday bash in Coventry, Rhode Island, of course. Of course, the funky, Missy Elliott's funky white sister, or how does she go do it? Me singing there in front of Mary Halsey.
One and only the funky white sister, Mary Halsey. I know what that is because I was raised Jewish, of course, you know. Of course, the chauffeur. So, do you ever get to blow the chauffeur at the synagogue?
I've not gotten to, and I would love to because I used to play the trumpet and the French horn.
Jared and Ashley from the Warwick Mall for the Toys for Tots.
Congratulations on your new baby. What's your new baby's name?
Dawson.
Dawson, like Dawson's Creek.
Yeah. Like Jack Dawson from Titanic.
So, I love you. You know, you were pregnant last year with Dawson, and now you have a baby. How was the baby?
He's 10 months.
10 months, wow.
They're from the ABC's The Bachelor in Paradise. All right, now, best of March 2023 for the Derek Shapiro Power Half Hour with Michael Vaccaro, who is in my movie The Man in
Blue Sweats and Mayor Roney, and here we go for the best of for the March 2023.
Well, that's going on. And here's Mayor to tell us, because Mayor has been to his house, his big mansion in Calabasas. So tell us all about the lemons at Dar's house, Mayor.
First of all, welcome.
Yes,
welcome. Hi.
Roney, right?
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to the Derek Shapiro podcast. This is my second time interviewing Michael and first time interviewing you, Mayor.
Thanks for having me on. Thanks for sending me the link, Mike. I just decided to jump on.
Yeah.
All right, best of for April, we had Chaz Laughlin from the Dahmian, and he had a lot to say too, but a little bit of this.
Jeremy Carlisle, Judy, Chaz?
Carl was on my very first Dahmian shoot. I did quite a few shoots with Carl.
Yes, Carl was an awesome guy, and I had a privilege to interview him, and I was going camping with my son, who you just met off screen, and he called me up when I went camping, and he says, Derek, I'll do the interview with you, and then I also do online movies, so I had a privilege to act with him over the computer in my independent movie.
Oh, wow.
And then the second ever actress from Dahmian, I interviewed Catherine Norland.
Oh, nice.
All right, so best of May 2023, and me and Michelle Morata, also from Dahmian, and she's in my new movie right now, The Man That Wears Plaid, in brackets, Flannel.
You know, head up or butt, she knows yes. Everything, people.
And I interview Chaz Laughlin, who plays Always Getting Arrested in the Dahmian series, and he plays like a shady guy in the Dahmian series. But Chaz is one of the nicest guys, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she has her own podcast, Studio City Now, and
right.
With Michelle...
It's Morata.
Morata. Italian, right?
Yeah, my mom is Italian. My ex-husband, you know, Satan, he was Italian. I kept the last name.
All right, and here's the best of for June 2023 from the AIDS Walk and the War for Hunger.
I counted Mrs. Lee, of course, your support of the AIDS Walk for so many years.
Since the very first walk.
Yes, congratulations. And you're moving on from Congressman pretty soon. Congratulations on your new role. Tell me why this walk means a lot to you.
Well, this walk means a lot to me because it's an event where we raise resources to help with education and treatment so people living with HIV and AIDS can live lives with dignity and lead healthy lives. This is a fight we've been in for decades, and we're all committed to making sure we can live in a world with no AIDS. We still have 38 million people in the world who have HIV or AIDS.
And Ronna Picardi.
Congressman Cicilline, now I'm interviewing Ronna Picardi again. For so many years, you've been part of this AIDS walk, you know? Why does this mean a lot to you guys?
Well, it's something that obviously was part of the community when we started this whole thing back in the mid-80s.
With your brother, late brother Nick.
Nick was absolutely was at the forefront of this. And we had a lot of great people and was all part of the people in the community. And that's where it came from. It came from all our staff, not just us.
Yep. And what about you?
Yeah, you know, similar situation. Our team was very much involved in the 80s. It started on the east side, right?
The east side.
I think B. Temkin, the first one, was from our house.
Yep. Yes, man. We got to take a right at the fork in the road.
Me and Dylan have to work for hunger.
Where'd he go? Mayor over here for my podcast, Derek Shapiro podcast,
Walk
and my
hunger.
Cable show, yep. Mayor on Hot 96.9.
Yes, sir.
Returning first time in public since the pandemic, you know?
It's a beautiful day. We were blessed today.
Blessed today.
Yeah.
Yes, and Melissa's here too. Melissa's here. This is the Derek Shapiro Show podcast.
How are you?
Yes. So I have my own podcast on Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify. This is Dylan Schneider.
Hi, Dylan.
He has the Dylan Schneider podcast, the whatever podcast.
Nice.
So we're all radio people over here. So tell me, what does this Walk for Hunger mean to you guys?
We've been doing the Walk for Hunger for so many years. This event is just, it's amazing for people, kids of all ages, adults. It's, and everyone's coming down for a great cause and, you know, to feed, you know, the hungry.
Back here in person at the Walk for Hunger, yes. We have Dylan Schneider And we have Jeremy Reiner from Channel 7.
Yes, sir.
Back doing it in person. How do you feel?
Well, the weather makes it easy, right?
Well, that's all credit to you, right? We blame the meteorologist for all the rain we had, right?
If I get the blame last week, can I get the credit this week?
Yeah, you get the credit.
At the Federal Cookout at Lincoln Woods.
For some food. This is awesome. I came before the photo.
We lost a lot of loved ones along
champagne
the way.
Toast. This is going to be big.
How's it
feel to be here at the Federal Cookout?
Jay Chateau.
I tell you, it's always a blessing when a lot of good people come together and for the right reasons, and it's to memorialize the people that we lost that's, you know, no longer here with us, but they're here with
Federal Cookout. What's your name?
My name is Sandra Bagwell. How you doing?
And what do you do?
First of all, I work for Nursing Placement. We're the largest nursing company in the world.
And Kyle's going to videotape me juggling here at the Federal Cookout. How you doing, Kyle?
All right.
I'll see how long I can juggle for, okay? Bob Group, of course, you are the number one morning newscaster at Channel 10.
Yes.
We all come together. I mean, I've interviewed the Cardi's brothers. I've interviewed Mark Searles before when he was on the other station before.
Oh, yeah.
I've interviewed Tony Petracca. But, my hello, this is the first time you have been on my podcast. We live in the same area, because I live in Garden City, right behind Applebee's.
Yes.
And you live right near my parents in Garden City. So, tell me, this is your first Federal Cookout?
Yes, it is.
Great that I'm able to teach.
Why is it so good? Why do people come every year here? Why is Mario Hilario here from Channel 10?
Man, love travels, man. Love travels.
Give me the news. The news is here. But he's relaxing on his day off, Mario Hilario. I never got an interview with Mario Hilario. This is the first time I got an interview with Mario Hilario at your cookout. Look at that. I love Ali Pong. Look at that.
I love you too, brother.
I love you.
I love you.
I'm glad I came.
We'll see y'all next year.
Oh, and the year after that, the year after that. Until right now, like 80s, 90s. I'm crazy.
So, your name?
Tate.
Yes. And you do a lot of action stuff, huh? Mm-hmm. And Derek Shapiro Show Podcast.
Derek Shapiro Show Podcast. iHeartRadio, Spotify.
Cool, man.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. How does it feel to be here today?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
It felt good to be here in Rhode Island today?
Really nice, man. It was a beautiful time. Everybody was great. It was the best con I ever been to.
Yeah. And where can people find your information?
Tate Fletcher on Instagram. I'm easy to find, man. Yeah.
Wow. So, okay. Tate Fletcher?
Yeah.
All right. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Myself, Derek Shapiro, and Derek Shapiro Films presents The Man That Wears Plaid, in brackets, flannel. Out now on movieinternetchannel.yolosa.com on the front page. Written, directed, and of course, executive produced by me, Derek Shapiro. And starring myself, Derek Shapiro, River, Dylan Schneider, Evan Zaydarrows, Vinny Bucci, and Melissa Rose.
Why would she recommend that?
Thomas, where you at, Thomas?
Thomas ain't gonna be cool with that. Thomas, you cool with this?
Dude, room? I'm not. That's why I just turned my mic off for a second, because I'm just like, are you serious, man? You're doing this with a look at me with a straight face and say you will actually want to do this.
Also starring Serenity Rose.
Hey, sister, it's me, Greg. I have some good news to tell you.
What's the news?
Now, you know how I wear plaid because ever since my wife passed away.
No, you're a Luke Perry wannabe.
Also starring Christina Campbell.
Hello, Julie. I'm Greg. How are you doing?
Getting aggravated with you.
I know, I messaged you, and so I'm single, and you're single. You know, this is my first time meeting somebody on the internet, because my wife passed away a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And guest starring actress Michelle Marotta from Hollywood.
Hey, I'm Jackie. How you doing?
Hey, how are you? It's been a while.
I know, so... By the way, my son is here. Franklin, you want to say hello to Aunt Jackie?
And, of course, check out my song, The River of Dreams, made popular by Billy Joel.
To the river so deep, I must be looking for something.
Out now. The Man That Wears Plaid, in brackets, flannel. On movieintentchannel.yolosite.com.
All right, so now the best of July 2023. Me and River were broadcasting at Plaza, which is the across from Garden City, Chapel View, in great view of Providence.
The area of Providence skyline over here, all the way from Cranston, Rhode Island. There's Whole Foods down there, shopping center there, over there. So, Riv, how you doing?
Good.
How's your summer been?
Good.
So, second part of Mary Halsey's interview.
Oh, all that happened just as... But the funny thing is, so I sang that song in a karaoke contest. Do you remember Susie B?
No.
She was a wonderful, wonderful karaoke DJ who unfortunately had a brain aneurysm and passed away at 48.
Sure.
Probably in 2016 or 17 or maybe 18, right?
Me interviewing Vinnie Bucci and Melissa Rose in Marietta, Georgia.
At Dixie's Tavern here in Marietta, Georgia, with the wonderful singer, songwriter, Melissa Rose. And we have Vinnie the Booch Bucci from the Boochcast. And I got to owe it to you, Vinnie. You got me back with Melissa because me and Melissa took hiatus for so many years. Now we've been working together for a year. And you know my other podcast, People of North, Dylan Schneider and Evan Zadarilis.
Yes.
And Vinnie, you've been part of my podcast for so many years, too.
Yes,
many years. What's the secret in the sauce with your singing, first of all?
The secret in the sauce is...
Well, it's a secret in the sauce for a reason.
Oh, yes,
it's like a Krabby Patty recipe.
That's for Gintiara.
This is tea.
The infamous tea.
Should we tell who the infamous tea is? She doesn't want to be shown, but if you looked at my podcast last month, you would know that some lady rubbed my stomach. Let me ask you a question, Pooch. You're a manager of Buff Bagwell, okay?
Yes.
Okay. How do you do it all? You're a manager, you do the Poochcast, you do my movies. What's the secret of your sauce?
The secret
of...
Pretty much. Porn, I mean, porn, yeah, it's about to be added to this. The secret really is budgeting time.
Budgeting time.
And not sleeping, basically.
Eric Estrada.
Eric.
No, that wasn't me.
Nice to meet you, Eric. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Derek Shapiro Show says hi.
Hey, say hello for me.
Yes. We love you, Eric.
Yeah.
Eric, you're the chip off the old block.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, here's Best of August 2023, where I started filming in Roger Miss Park in Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah, I'm in Roger Miss Park. Thought it'd be a good summer, just summer experience me here. Right by the water, I'm over here. That's the casino over there. People have parties over there. So Derek Shapiro Power Half Hour for the month of August 2023. Need some shade. Damn, recall it's like 90-something degrees out here in Providence, Rhode Island.
This is me dancing the boardwalk in the Jersey Shore.
Okay, you ready?
That's me in Philadelphia.
Come on, Rev.
Pat and Gino's. Cheesesteak.
And Roseanne's show.
Adela Barnes.
For many years on ABC. She returned before it became the Conners on the Roseanne reboot. She was in 4400 last year. One season on the CW. She was in Erin Brockovich with Julia Roberts. And I Enjoyed Angels with Hilary Swank. And she's a best-selling author, On My Own Terms, a book that you had right behind Barack Obama's, right?
Yes, in June of 2009.
We broadcast at Brown University campus. Okay, let's see this one.
Yeah, Brown University campus here in Providence, Rhode Island.
The Bobby craze is happening.
Pink as a bing on your cherry.
Bobby girl.
Hi, people. It's Turkey. So as you can see, Museum of Art, Rhode Island School of Design over here in Providence, Rhode Island.
That's Terica. Karina Robertson. Taped in Somerville, Massachusetts.
How does it feel to be here at the Bernie Sanders thing today?
Oh, great. I'm glad I caught a glimpse of him.
Okay. And what's your name? You have a rock band.
I'm John McCauley from Deer Tick.
John McCauley from where?
Deer Tick. Dude, I gotta take my daughter.
Okay. All right. Nice to meet you.
Vanessa Carlton's husband. Vanessa Carlton live in Providence, Rhode Island.
Yep. Let me see, get your website.
Yep, it's fakemikerealnews.com.
Fakemikerealnews.com.
Yep, and we're all about creating a more altruistic world through...
I guess so.
Yeah. Well, you have a website at all? You have a Facebook? You want to give a share?
Facebook.
Okay, John what? Hey,
Braga.
Braga, all right, nice to meet you. Bernie Sanders? How you doing, Bernie? Right. How does it feel to be here? How does it feel to be here?
There you go.
Yeah, Bernie.
Bernie, why...
So my last spot, Johnson & Wales here.
Me broadcasting in Newport, Rhode Island.
Here the all the boats are over here. And I'm taping this in late September, but it's here in October. So welcome to another edition of the Derek Shapiro Power Half Hour. I'm going to walk a little bit. As I walk, I'll tell you where I am in Newport. I used to stay over here with my parents back in the day every winter, and just it's just nice over here. Bellevue Avenue's, Bellevue and Thane Street, right over here, like in this section. But anyway, Derek Shapiro Power Half Hour for the month of October.
Here's Terica before he cheats on my karaoke night. Trina and Melissa singing River.
I'm going to tell you to catch the episode monthly. I'm over here in Newport, Rhode Island. This is St. Mary's Parish, where JFK got married to Jacqueline Lee Bouvier. Of course, back September 12th, 1953. We'll be back in Newport, Rhode Island.
How about today doing this?
I read Ryan Seacrest interview.
Open up this radio thing. It's a very, very proud day for me, you know, to see these kids come out of their rooms and come down and smile and be involved and interact with what's happening here. It's very, very special.
And of course, this is going to be on. If you could just give a shout out to say this is Ryan Seacrest, you're listening to the Derek Shapiro Show.
This is Ryan Seacrest, and you are listening to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, bud.
Oh, excuse me. You're the actor from The Magicians, right?
Yeah.
I'm Derek Shapiro from the podcast. How are you doing? Can you give a shout out to my podcast?
Yeah, what's your podcast?
Derek Shapiro Show.
Derek Shapiro Show.
Yes.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Hey guys, it's Rick Worthy, Dean Fogg from The Magicians. Big shout out to the Derek Shapiro Show podcast. Yes. Amazing podcast. Very magical.
How's it feel to be here on Rhode Island?
It's my favorite convention in the United States.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for being with me.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
And last but not least, last month in November, me recording this in Providence, Rhode Island, opened up the show.
And for the month of November, for the Derek Shapiro Power Half Hour, hello all of Rhode Island, hello Salem, Massachusetts, hello Minnesota, hello Woburn area and Burlington and North Andover. Hello everybody. DerekShapiroShow.com, DSSTVNation.com, VinnyTheBoosh.com, RivRadio.com, as well as OpenMindsRadio.com and Spotify for podcasts. Spotify, Listen Notes, Radio Public, TuneIn, Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon.com. We're on Amazon Music, Audible by Amazon, and iHeartRadio. You're in Providence. We have Spencer Wilding and Bill Diamond from last year that came to Providence. They're in this year, but I put on. I interviewed them a year ago, got them when they were appearing in Providence for an event, and then just finally put on now. And then many months ago, I was in Boston, and from General Hospital, Kathleen Gotti and Kelly Thibault.
From a distance, the world looks.
I think everybody needed this song, From a Distance.
And green in the snow-capped mountains rise. From a distance.
My song, The River of Dreams.
Ho, 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 ho.
for my new movie, The Man That Wears Plaid in brackets flannel.
In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep.
Lord of the Skeleton, run away! Because the door was after his bones!
I will tell jokes to all the trick-or-treaters in front of my apartment in Cranston, Rhode Island.
Okay, here's a Halloween joke. How did the skeleton know it was going to rain on Halloween? He felt it in his bones!
He's a Lulu bird!
Hi. Knock, knock!
You got three.
Yeah. Knock, knock!
You got three.
You know who's there?
Yeah.
Diane! I'm dying to eat my candy, Halloween candy. Hey, how you doing? Hey, let me get some music. Want
to? Oh, God.
All right, happy Halloween.
Thank you. Muppets, Bill.
Hi, how are you?
Yes.
How's everything?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Yes.
Vincent Walden out.
So you do voices or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for some of the characters.
What characters?
Gorgo, Dr. Rockstein, Sir
Ben. Really?
Number of different characters. Audrey Tooth and Little Shop of Horrors.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Bill what?
Diamond.
Diamond? No, no relation to Neil Diamond?
No.
No, 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 no.
He's taller.
Like Love on the Rocks ain't no big surprise. You
know? Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. What's his name?
Spencer Wilde.
Oh, he's Spencer Wilde? Oh, he's Spencer Wilde. Spencer Wilde, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Yeah, how's it feel to be here today?
Spencer Wilde.
Are you feeling wild today?
No, I'm all over it, man.
That's your mom. That's your mommy.
I sounded like...
Say hi to Derek Shapiro Show.
How you doing, Fred?
Yes. Thank you. I'm Derek Shapiro from the Derek Shapiro Podcast. How are you doing?
Oh, yeah, good. How are you?
I love you.
Thank you.
I miss you on GH.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes. I once interviewed Kathleen Gotti for my podcast.
Did you?
Kathleen, how are you? You remember me, Derek Shapiro.
I do, of course,
Derek. Yes. How have you been?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just want to say hello to you. From the Derek Shapiro Show.
I do hope you stole.
I miss you on GH.
Thank
You're
you so
wonderful.
Much. Thank you.
Yes. As the bridge. Yes. But you're so nice for real life.
I am, yeah. Thank you.
All right. Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you, Derek.
Yes.
So there you have it. My best of show for December 2023 already. It's been a great year. We're going to have a great 2024. You catch me weekdays, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9, D Shop of the Morning, the Derek Shapiro Show.com, Linda Channel 1, DSS, TVTation.com, CountryMusics.yolos.com, CountryMusics.go.com, ProactiveRadio.yolos.com, ProactiveRadio.go.com, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, TV.yolos.com, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, Radio.yolos.com, VinnieTheBush.com, RevRadio.go.com, OpenMindsRadio.go.com, as well as Spotify for podcasts, so Spotify, Listen Notes, TuneIn, Radio Public, Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcast, Amazon.com, Amazon Music, Audible by Amazon, iHeartRadio. And New Gossip News, Monday through Friday, and Sunday, 7 p.m. Gossip, RadioTV.yolos.com, Gossip, RadioTV.go.com, and the Proactive Radio Top 40 Countdown Show. The last Sunday in December, we're going to have the best of for the 2023 on the Proactive Radio.yolos.com, Proactive Radio.go.com, every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's a part of Radio Top 40 Countdown. All right. We did the 100 biggest hits for the year on the last Sunday of December. December 31st, of course, my annual New Year's Eve bash on 9 p.m. till 2 o'clock in the morning. Derek Shapiro.com, lead in channel 1. It's on DSSTVStation.com as well. And on Spotify, Spotify for podcasters, Listen Notes, TuneIn, Radio Public, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Amazon.com, Amazon Music, and Audible by Amazon. And New Year's Day on 9 o'clock in the morning, my annual movie countdown show for the my movies that came out. Me and Vinny Bucci, we host that every New Year's Day, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. So we do that. But actually, last year we did at 12, so I think 12 p.m. is a good time to start it. 12 p.m. We'll do it this year at 12 p.m. Because last year it fell on a Sunday. But I think 12 p.m. is a good day to start it. Because we need to get our rest after New Year's Eve. People wake up and watch our annual movie countdown. There you have it. Take it easy. We'll see you in 2024.